Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Annamie Paul, the leader of the Green Party in Canada. Annamie, what an absolute honor it is to have you with us on 101.9 Chai FM in South Africa.
It is a real pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Mazel tov, firstly, on becoming the leader of the Green Party in Canada. It's one hell of an achievement, and I think we're just going to take group pride in what you have managed to do.
Well, thank you very much. I accept the group pride, and I hope to be a wonderful symbol for all of the young people across Canada and around the world from the Jewish community that are thinking of jumping into politics. The community here in Canada is very established. We've been here a long time, but we actually don't have very many Jewish people at the highest levels of politics, and I'm the first Jewish woman, so I hope I'm blazing a trail for those who come after me.
I've got no doubt that you are. I just want to go to your story for a moment, because on your website you say you're the daughter of immigrants who arrived in Canada from the Caribbean in the late 60s. Your mother and your grandmother, and listen to this, took jobs as living domestics. Their daughter and granddaughter is the head of the Green Party in Canada today. I mean, how does that happen in one generation?
Well, Canada is an extraordinary place, and my family came here out of a sense of adventure and opportunity. They really believed that their children would be able to take advantage of all that the country offered. People in Canada are very open-minded. We are a country of immigrants, and so that's not a special story, I would say, in the Canadian context. And so I just went forth in life like that. I just was someone that that believed that my contribution was useful, and that my voice was important. And so we see the results of that. But there are so many Made in Canada stories like mine.
Stay with that issue for just a moment, because the perception that we have, us non-Canadians outside of Canada, is that there can't be many more tolerant and inclusive countries in the world than Canada. And yet the Times of Israel and other Jewish sources making it very clear that it wasn't all that easy for you, that both as a black woman and as a Jew, you faced particular obstacles in achieving this leadership position. Is that true? And if yes, how did you deal with it?
Well, you know, you can be better than most and still have your challenges. And I think that is something that we need to always be aware of here in Canada, that there's no question, as someone who has lived in many different parts of the world, traveled extensively, that Canada certainly has one of the most open and inclusive and diverse societies in the world. That being said, we still know that there are barriers. We still know that Jewish people, that people of color have more of a challenge entering into politics, particularly at the highest levels. I experienced some of that during my campaign, certainly. But I would say that every Jewish politician experiences that in one form or another. And so, you know, whenever possible, I focus on trying to educate people and then also actively resisting when I have to, because there should be no space for hate, for anti-Semitism in our political institutions. It shouldn't have any room to grow. And being in the position that I'm in, it gives me a platform to make that point regularly, which I do.
You won't know, but currently in South Africa, a judicial commission is determining who should be a judge to fill a vacancy. And the BDS movement has made it very clear that the Jewish candidate should not even be interviewed. And I was thinking, if that's happening in South Africa, surely similar movements must have happened in Canada. And then specifically in the context of the Greens, which is considered really rather left, what about this whole intersectionality and the expectation that you have to take certain positions? So I'm talking particularly vis-a-vis Israel.
Certainly, that's a generalized phenomenon, I would say. I don't think that there is a Jewish politician in any country that doesn't confront that. There is a conflation of being Jewish and having to have clear policies on Israel That's certainly something that I experienced and continue to experience. And it's, of course, you know, as a federal politician, it's important for me to, have policy approaches, to, international affairs. But my policy approach to international affairs is a general one. It's bound in international law and in the rule of law. And so, yes, this is, you know, another element that a Jewish politician has to deal with. It's something that I just try to be as consistent and clear as I can. And when I feel that I'm being asked a question only because I'm Jewish and only because of my Jewish identity, I call that out and I reject that. And as I said, I try to make sure there's no room for those attitudes in our party. And I'm trying to do my part to eliminate them from Canadian politics.
Difficult. Yeah. Difficult space to navigate. This concept of tikkun olam, of repairing the world, is that something, a silly question, I suppose. Obviously it resonates with you and drives you. Would that be a correct understanding?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very important, at least to me, to be able to live my values and principles in every part of my life. And so, as you know, as a Jewish woman and just very much a person who was drawn to Judaism because of the values and the principles, the respect for nature, the respect for life, all human life, but life in general, being able to reflect that in my work in politics is very important to me. And many of the values of the Green Party, like respect for diversity, participatory democracy, respect for the natural world, those things all resonated to me exactly because of you know my Jewish values.
Anami Paul, we are out of time. I am thanking you from the bottom of my heart for making the time to speak to us here in Johannesburg, South Africa. What an absolute win. Thank you for your time and continue doing what you are doing because you're making such a difference.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope to be down there one day soon. My husband has been to South Africa many, many times, and I'm very, very jealous. So one day soon, I hope we'll get to do an interview in person. Thank you so much for the invitation.